Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ty Law on Ty Tuesday, brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. And Ty Law, also brought to you by 110 Grill. Visit one of the 34 locations throughout New England for modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. Hello, Ty Law.
What's going on, guys? How you doing, man?
You were there on Sunday for that debacle of
man,
a football game.
Was I? They really dropped the ball on this one. And I mean literally dropped the ball.
Literally dropped the ball.
So as you can see, I'm here. Like, this is what they should be doing right now. I'm giving you an example of what everybody that fumbled is doing in the locker room right now, if Vrabel took it back to the old school. As you know, Wiggy, if you fumble the ball, you have to have this in your arm in the meetings all day in the lunchroom. And if somebody get it and grab it, it's a fine.
It's a fine. How much would that fine
what
have been?
What was the fine back,
back
then, Wiggy, when you do that?
It was a couple hundred bucks.
A couple hundred bucks. Yeah, so everybody is trying to come get it. So if I'm sitting here, Coco,
punch
you
it out
like that, you got to punch it out.
Okay.
Get $100. That's to the swear jar. Somebody can get it out.
I mean, I just don't know. In the case of Ramondre Stevenson, we were talking about this earlier. I know you owe him a lot of money, but is he going to be able to get over it? It's not just this season so far. It's not just last season. It's been an issue the entire time he's been here.
Absolutely, and they can't count on you when you give the ball back, you know. And as a running back, I understand you got to protect the ball first. You're trying to run and get those extra yards, but that is something that the locker room just can't tolerate. And you can't win in this league by giving it back to him. So, Ramondre, I hope he got the ball in his hands while he had the meeting. You know what I mean? And then the quarterback and the head coach will not trust you to even give you the ball. You know what I mean? In situations like that, so he's gonna. It's going to be tough for him. I think it's mental at this point.
It was interesting. Mike Vrabel, when we asked him about it yesterday, though, he took a little bit of the blame off of Ramondre and said, well, you got to also look at the guys that are supposed to be protecting Ramondre.
Yeah,
that's coach speak right there. Go ahead with that, Vrabel. Yeah. I wish I was on
second,
when he said
third
that.
Guy in
yeah,
there.
That's down. No, they ain't got nothing to do with nobody.
So it does fall on Ramondre.
No, it falls on him 100%. I mean, the ball is in his hands. You know what I mean? Same thing with Derrick Henry. You know, three games in a row, but that's Derrick Henry. He don't get a pass because it's Derrick Henry. You gave the ball back and cost your team, you know, the game. And remind you, that's what he's doing.
Well, I am so glad, and I thank the Lord above. I know it's the rapture day, but we have a Hall of Famer in here who played corner. And I showed him the play that Shimer's been getting on my nerves about since the beginning of this, I mean, the week. The back pylon throw that Drake May should have made, but he didn't. So I showed Ty the film. Ty, you played the position.
Right.
Shine believes it was a good throw. It just got tipped. It was a flat throw at the back hip. What is your opinion on after seeing that play?
First of all, Drake May, he want that ball back because he was not supposed to throw it there. If you look at the defensive back's position, where the wide receiver was, where the wide receiver was going, you throw it to the back pylon because at the end of the day, if you throw a good ball, he catches it. If not, guess what? Incomplete. We live to play another. We live to play another play. So, Shyam, you are exactly wrong. You should have bleeped yourself for saying that. You know, like you bleeped me on the swear jar.
The
you have no idea about cornerback. And from that comment, you don't know too much about football, man, because that's common sense stuff right there.
Right.
Man.
The corner's already breaking to the corner, though. Like, he's already breaking to the corner.
The corner's already breaking to the corner.
The corner's the end zone.
No, I think I'm qualified in this area right here, Chime. That I'm saying that is
I'm very well aware
the cornerback was in the position to make the play that he did, but he was not in the position to make it for the back pylon play.
But if you're putting air on it, it takes longer for the ball to get there. He's going to be able to make a play on that. Like, he was the idea behind the throw was to just zip it in right on the back shoulder of Booty, get six. If that ball isn't tipped, it's six.
At one time in my former life, I used to run a 4.3 40, and I'm trying to tell you that corner was he was not going to get back to the back pylon if he'd have threw the ball right. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there. I think I'm classified. You know?
Yeah, maybe you're classified in an age where guys can barely throw the ball.
To tell you what's really going on, so that's not true. So Wiggy's right on that one, Shy.
I mean, the corners.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said, yeah, maybe he's classified in an age where guys couldn't throw the ball as well, but, you know.
Shime.
I mean, Peyton Manning threw ducks. It was nice and easy for Ty to just take them. It's like that Mac Jones interception.
I think you're looking for qualified, not classified.
Yeah, qualified.
So
yeah.
You're saying that the quarterbacks were more qualified back in the day to throw more accurate passes than today?
No, I just said the opposite.
Well, then you. If
he's saying Ty is not qualified to judge.
I'm saying Ty got a lot more accurate passes.
I'm G14 classified.
Yes. The guy has, and Ty would know this better, and this is what's funny. The corner has basically both his heels on the goal line, and the receiver is even to him, but Shime's saying the corner
his
can make
his hips are already open. What are you talking about?
Shime,
please give the quote that you keep saying to me.
If the quote is this in the NFL, if I'm even,
I'm leaving.
So that means if I'm even with the DB, you put air on it because
the
DB's ass is basically on the goal line, and I'm running towards that back pylon. And Shime's like, and the quarterback is already in his throwing motion. And Shime's like, oh, that quarterback's going to be able to flip his hips and get back to the back pylon.
The hips are already flipped.
No, Shime?
Wiggy, I have the freeze frame.
Please stop it. Stop it.
Put it on the screen right here so I can watch it.
Unfortunately, we cannot.
Unfortunately, we're not allowed to do that. We'll get banned on YouTube, too.
So, to be clear, so far over the last 36 hours, whatever it is, you are schooling Boomer Esiason, the great quarterback.
The guy who doesn't know how to say Ramondre Stevenson's name?
Ty Law, the Hall of Famer. Jermaine Wiggins, the key to the dynasty. You know more ball than the three of them.
I mean,
it's just to be clear.
I mean, Billy O has said he's on Shime Island. Rob Ninkovich has apologized to me on the air. So yeah, yes I am.
So yes,
you said Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah.
He sided with you.
No, not on this, but on something else.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I was about to say that's why Rob was rushing the quarterback. He don't know a damn thing if he said that. But no, like you said, Wiggy, I'm looking at it right here, Shime. His heels are on there, so that means he would have to flip his hips all the way around to get back to what you lose time and momentum right there. So, I mean, that was just a bad throw. You throw it through the back pylon, I guarantee you it's a 90% touchdown.
Thank you.
Throw it to the back pylon.
Thank you, Hall of Fame.
He's not tipped, it's 100% touchdown.
In a make to play on the back pylon, Shime.
Yep, if the ball's not tipped, it's 100% touchdown.
As frustrating to me as the five turnovers were, it was 4th and 2, and Pop Douglas not being aware situationally about the simple fact all he needed to do is his foot was on the gain line. Like, all he needed to do was literally, Vrabel would say, you know, knife it. All he needed to do was fall forward to get a first down. Is that as frustrating to you as it is to me?
It's very frustrating because you all got to have situational awareness, you know, where you're at on the field. I mean, we practice that constantly all the time, and that's why Vrabel was probably so frustrated himself because he were in those practices and when we did all situational things. So you have to know that you're trying to make an extra yard I don't know, to get your stats up or something, because that's what we think. Like, why would you do that? What, you trying to get some extra yards for your stats?
Trying to be cute.
Exactly.
Or he doesn't want to get hit. I don't know.
That was to get extra yards and get on the highlights and get on the ESPN, because it makes no sense. Yeah, you know, a lot of times guys will do that. You know what I mean? And just like on, they throw a Hail Mary, basically, and you go and instead of knocking it down, you pick it off. You're doing that stuff to get on the stat sheet. I had a teammate like that before. You know, Terrell Buck. That's my guy. Yeah. He got 50. T-Buck, you throw it up there. Ain't no. He's picking it off if he can. He'll come out of nowhere and pick it off instead of just knocking it down. You know what I mean?
You make a great point. There was a pass that he caught earlier in the game when he was clearly down. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, gets up and acts like he's going to, you know, it's going to gain another 5 yards or whatever.
Extra TV time.
Yeah. Did you hear his comment post-game, and did that bother you?
No, I didn't hear what he said.
Sean, do you have that for him? Go ahead.
Fourth down play, is that designed for you to get to the sticks, or is that designed to go before and make a play?
It was a play. It wasn't designed for anything. It was just...
Did you think you were at the first down?
Not.
Or you didn't know what
you were? Yeah, I was somewhere by it. I know I was somewhere by it, because we only had 2 yards.
So you knew you probably had to make a play, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
facts.
What's he laughing about?
Yeah.
Like they just lost a football game.
Yeah, sometime, you know, say... Next question. Something. If you ain't got nothing to say, say next question. I mean, I don't understand that one because obviously he knew where he was at, you know. So if you think you got 2 yards, go 3. Go 4.
Right.
You know,
right,
run the
right.
route there, you know, to back up. So that doesn't make sense whatsoever.
The play is designed to get the first down.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what it's designed
for. It's more frustrating for me to hear a guy not know where he is. Like, yeah, maybe I might have been, because I believe, and Ty, you know this, about the situation on football, I believe that some of these guys, and this is why I would think that I can't put this on Vrabel or even Josh, because they would be telling him, like, I knew as a receiver where the sticks were every single time before I even got there. But the fact that you didn't really know where you were shows, like, are you even, like, paying attention to where the sticks are?
And as a defensive back, I'm the same way. I got to know where the sticks are at. I got to know where to slip my feet so you can't get there.
I mean, isn't it time to end that experiment? Like, cut him. Like, what's the point?
Well, my question would be, Wiggy and Ty, doesn't it feel like at points it's almost more it's not that he wasn't aware of where the sticks were, he just doesn't want to get hit?
No, like, but he even said it. He goes, I think I was somewhere around
there. He mentioned also that there was he knew that there was a corner behind him.
Right.
And so, like, to me it was almost like he was scared to get hit, which is why he jumped backwards instead of just diving forward.
Ty, do you have any questions about the game for Scheim?
Yeah, feel free. Fire away, baby. That's why they call me the professor.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you play football, so you expect to get hit. So I'm not going to say he didn't want to get hit.
Right.
But he didn't have any situational awareness of where they're at on the field, and he's trying to do extra to make a play, which can end up costing you in the long run. And
it did. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cost him.
Because then you've got Drake going out there saying, I take responsibility for it. I should have reminded him.
Drake may does not have to remind you to get to the sticks in that situation. That's a quarterback taking up for his receiver and being the leader of the team. But I will say the silver lining in this, guys, is we got ourselves a quarterback. You know,
that's what I wanted to get to. Right. So I want to get your Drake take, which is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. You're happy. We have a quarterback.
We got us a quarterback now. You know, of course, like all quarterbacks, you want to take some plays back. But I got an opportunity to talk to Josh McDaniel. And I said, talking off camera, behind everything, and his eyes just lit up and said he's the real deal. So when Josh McDaniel says that, and being around the greatest of all time and knowing what he's done with quarterbacks and how he developed them, he is so excited about this kid. And then when you watch him, he's making some hella fire throws.
Yeah.
Now, dumb young throws too, that one. Yep. You know, you want to take that back, but then you can say, look at Aaron Rodgers. That interception was nobody around. You know, he threw it into a team meeting. You look at Patrick Mahomes, as great as he is, you don't get a pass just because you're Patrick Mahomes. You threw some dumbass balls out there. You know what I mean? So, you know, Drake May, you got to give – it happens in football. You know, everything is not always rosy, but this kid can play. You can see, look at his accuracy.
Right.
You know, the touch that he puts on the ball, he's finding the open guys. He's not always looking to the same person. So I love what I'm seeing in Drake May.
Right. You keep talking dirty like that to me, Ty. I will admit I was wrong about the end zone.
Listen, I'm with you on the Drake May. I think, you know, we're criticizing him on that play. He'll learn from that. Mm-hmm. My thing is, this was my lead this morning, is because I see him having that potential, we really need to now get him a legitimate number one weapon.
You keep saying that.
Like, but they do.
I know. Everybody knows that. They're not doing it.
Wiggy, he's showing signs.
When do you
signs.
Think they're going to do it?
Showing signs. And like I said, I'm not – don't misquote me. Everybody talking about he's not Tom Brady. I'm not saying that. But he's Tom Brady-esque when he's finding the open guy and making the right play. So, yes, he can be successful without having – a true number one.
But you got to have.
Curtis is going to object to the Tom Brady.
Unlike my colleague in here, I listen to the Hall of Fame.
But Ty, I get that. But the Tom Brady situation early in his career, Tom Brady esque, is he had a legit defense. This defense is not Tom Brady early defense.
Right.
So you
that
can't.
That defense was 5-13, just so everybody knows before
which
he came
one?
In. The Patriots defense.
Yeah, but I mean, there was talent on that defense.
Okay. 5-13. What we say?
He talking about your defense.
He
talking about
you're not
going to
go against Ty Law.
Wait. You talking about when we number one defense in the NFL? What you talking about?
When you lost to the Bengals in Week One?
Oh, ain't that the year we won the Super Bowl?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He talking about
defense wins championship. What the hell are you talking about?
Three Super Bowls with that defense.
Thank you.
Three Super Bowls. And listen, I played against that defense when I was in Carolina. And I'm not saying that Drake May doesn't like – I know Courtney made a great point. He spreads the ball out. But in this world of football that we live in, even with Tom, when you got to see Tom in the second half, he had good defenses. But think about the legit weapon that he had, whether it was Moss, whether it was Gronk, even a guy like Edelman, Wes Welker – Drake May needs that guy. He doesn't have that.
What we're missing now is that, yes, that team was a defense first, and yes, Ty was the MVP of that team. I would say that the way that the NFL officiates games now, you have to spend more on your offense than the Patriots do. The whole game has changed.
Right, yeah.
In terms of every play. Like, Ty, I don't know if you saw or remember the play, but there was an awful pass interference call against Carlton Davis down the sideline where the ball landed like 10 yards out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
That would have never been called in 2001. That's the way the NFL is now. Every play is geared to giving the offense a better chance because they think points equals viewers. And that's where you are. So the Patriots have to shift their roster approach, and they haven't. Even after Brady left, they didn't change.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying you can find success if you play like Drake May is playing. When Tom Brady has his greatest success, he had Randy Moss. You know, a lot of people will say, damn, who can't do that with Randy Moss? But He had his best statistical season with that, but did he come away with a championship? He had his most team success when he was spreading around with the Troy Browns, the David Pattons, the Givens, you know, the I mean, names that you can't,
Hogan.
You think about it at the time, but do you think about him now? You still talk about Tom Brady and Randy Moss because it's Randy Moss. I'm just saying, Drake May, he can uplift this team. If you give him some weapons, of course, you know, go out there and get him a receiver. But I think you need to protect him, get him some more offensive lineman help. You got him one in the draft this year. Okay, guess what? You need some more because I see too much pressure on Drake May when people are sending just four guys.
Right.
You see, when we get pressure as a defense, you know, Vrabel is getting creative. He's sending the house. Pittsburgh was getting pressure with rushing four guys. That's a problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to give him more help up front first, but with his legs, with his accuracy, how he understanding the offense, I think that he doesn't have to have a superstar wide receiver to be successful.
But he's going to need a really good defense to help him out on that side of the football.
And that's a whole nother story.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think when you look at the weapon, he needs a legit weapon that defenses can go, all right, we need to know where this guy is at all times, right? And they just don't have that guy. Whether it's a tight end, whether it's a receiver, they just don't have a guy. And
hey,
Ty will tell you.
Hey, Hunter Henry, he's
good.
He's kind of long in the tooth, though. He's getting up there.
But you ain't saying.
He's not Tyler Warren.
You're not going into that game plan, Ty, from a defensive standpoint going, oh, we need to know where he is all the time.
Generation Jones.
No, you're right. You're right about that. But he's productive,
yes.
And that's somebody that Drake can count on. He can know he can throw it to him, and it's a positive outlook when you throw it to him.
Right? But can you imagine Hunter Henry if they had DK Metcalf on the outside? Like, now you would have to really,
ball game.
Or you're looking at, like, you know, teams that they could potentially play, and like, you have this guy outside. It's just going to make things easy for a guy like Hunter Henry. I was able to really piggyback off of playing with Randy Moss because they were doubling him, and I'm like, okay, one-on-one. So now I can be productive and eat like for the team, where Hunter Henry would be, it'd be even easier for him if they had that, and it'd be easier for Drake.
You ate more like Randy Quaid.
No. I ate good, man. I ate good.
We have got to take.
Led the team in reception 2 years in a row, Greg.
We have got to take a quick break. It's a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law is here. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.